Parashat Ekev is a parasha full of very significant psukim that are basic to our faith. One of them, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavav, says, "V'lo tavi toeva el beitecha." Don't bring things that are disgusting into your home. Pashup Shat, this is referring to Avodah Zarah, images and idols. Interestingly, the Gemara in Sota Dav Dalet Amud Bet quotes Rav Yochanan, who quotes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who says, "Anyone who has the problem of pride, kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach, ki'ilu oved avodas kochavim." It's as if he serves Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah, of course, being himself. Gemara learns this from the usage of the term toeva in reference to pride, toavat Hashem kol gvalev. And then it connects it to our pasuk, lo tavi toeva el beitecha. Both Avodah Zarah and pride are called toeva, are called disgusting. They're things that God finds disgusting when someone serves a foreign image or when someone makes an image out of themselves. We see from here the usage of our pasuk, the sensitivity of one's home. Avodah Zarah is, of course, a problem in general. Gaiva is a problem in general, but it's even worse in one's home. In 2001, Indra Nooyi was named president of Pepsi Cola Company. 5 years later, she was promoted to CEO, and in 2007, she would become the chairman of the company as well. She recently described the day she was appointed president and put in charge of running the $166 billion company. Her parents happened to be visiting that night, as she describes. "I'll never forget coming home after being named president of Pepsi Cola back in 2001. My mother was visiting at the time. 'I've got great news for you,' I shouted. She replied, 'It can wait. We need you to go out and get some milk.' So I go out and get milk, and when I come back, I'm hopping mad, and I say, 'I had great news for you. I've just been named president of Pepsi Cola, and all you want me to do is go out and get milk?' Then she says, 'Let me explain something to you. You may be president of Pepsi Cola, but when you step into this house, you're a wife and a mother first. Nobody can take that place, so leave that crown in the garage.'" And what we see from here is that people may accomplish great things out of their home, but within the home, we have to remember who we are and what our place is. Rav Ephraim Goldberg writes very beautifully, "Not to bring the despicable, vile, abominable character trait of gaiva into one's home. Check your ego at the door. As you enter that door into the home you earned, with the possessions you purchased, and with the family you created, you may be tempted to feel slightly arrogant, superior, or proud. Check it at the door. Do not bring it into your home. Don't bring arrogance to the kitchen table, and God forbid to be condescending to your spouse or children. Don't bring your arrogance to the phone and have conversations that disregard or diminish others. Don't bring arrogance to your Shabbat table and sit in judgment of your neighbors, your family members, or your community leaders. And don't bring arrogance to the keyboard of your computer and express definitive, authoritative opinions about issues you likely don't know everything about. Lo tavi toeva el beitecha, check it at the door. Don't bring your ego, your superiority, your judgment into your home." Let's try to live up to this.